Would you be seated, please? I bet you didn't feel like singing Alleluia after that one. And I'm not even going to talk about it. Surprise, this is the charge to vestry. Because I thought you might not come next week if you thought it was going to be next week. You okay? All right, good. Until recently, I had the privilege of serving as the Anglican Church of Canada's cross appointment to the Faith, Order, and Doctrine Committee of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Canada. Now, I can tell you this, Lutherans work quite differently than Anglicans. When they want to do something, they commission scholarly input, and then they produce white papers and study guides, which their churches actually study and send in reports on, all according to a precisely laid out timeline, which they follow with Germanic precision. And in due course, the church receives a report and recommendations, except that, unlike the Anglican Church, where recommendations are couched as, well, recommendations, the Lutherans create aspirational statements that describe the reality they are aiming for. So rather than saying, for instance, and this is a real example, it is recommended that the Lutheran Church adopt Anglican nomenclature for those engaged in diaconal ministry. The ELCIC document says, those engaged in diaconal ministry are called deacons. And I remember saying to my Lutheran colleagues, but it's not true. And they said, but we want it to be true. And people will live into it. And so, with that piece of wisdom in hand, I would like to share with you 10 aspirational statements that have emerged from our collective visioning consultation called Greater Works Than These. They're a consolidation of views and feedback elicited over the past 9 to 10 months of conversation with each other. They do not describe where we are, at least not always, but they do describe where we want to be. And as such, they will function as important reference points for us as we make decisions about our future and as we evaluate the work that we do. Now, before I set out these 10 statements, I want to acknowledge that we are dealing here with high-level aspirations that have to do with how we intend to be as a cathedral community, how we intend to be church. They do not address every important matter, challenge, accomplishment, or new idea that you might normally expect to be part of the rector's charge to the vestry. So, I urge you to read carefully the materials which have been posted online or available at the back, and to come to the annual meeting next Sunday, because it is also important to hear about such matters as, and here are some of them, the success we have had working with the diocese to find additional substantial sources of funding. Big win. The implications of our bishop's retirement. The work that we have done in rethinking how we will govern ourselves as a cathedral. And the cathedral's expected method of engaging in our diocesan campaign called Transforming Futures. But for now, first things first. What are people saying matters to us as the cathedral church of our diocese? 10 aspirations. 1, Christ Church Cathedral's liturgy, study, and preaching provide inspiration, comfort, challenge, healing, learning, and spiritual formation for all ages, so that the church might be the heart and hands of God in the world. So, at the center of who we are and what we're called to do is the worship of God, which paradoxically turns out to be for our sake, not God's. God does not need our worship. Rather, God takes our gifts of bread and wine and money and straight away turns them back to us as strength and resources to go out and mend his world. So this aspirational statement inherently recognizes that each of us is going to bring different needs with us to church on Sunday. Some will come with heavy hearts, looking for comfort, others with joy, some with a complacency that needs to be challenged. And it also suggests, because that's a wide range of needs, not everyone's needs can realistically be met every single Sunday. That's the beauty of a liturgical church, of a church year that keeps whole seasons to make sure we cover all those needs. Hope in Advent, joy in Christmas, penitence in Lent, sheer slogging during green time. Just like life. Aspirational statement number 2. Christ Church Cathedral values and welcomes all who seek God, regardless of race, religion, age, physical ability, mental wellness, class, sexuality, gender identity, dress, or rank. We seek reconciliation with those who have not experienced such welcome. Well, I hope that you will recognize this statement as similar to, but more extensive than, the current welcome statement that you find inside the Order of Service every Sunday here. Building on what we already do well, we've embraced additional challenges that are being put both to our society and to us as a cathedral church. So let me give you 2 small examples. Let's take dress. Women, I have good news for you. Despite biblical injunctions to the contrary, you do not have to switch from trousers to dresses, and you don't have to wear a hat anymore. And men, we're not going to ask you to take your hat off if you don't want to. Or again, what about physical ability? Can a person with a physical disability meet the vicar privately in his office? The answer to that question is no. So how attentive are we to these issues? How attentive are we to biblical stories or language that deride lameness, for example? These are the kinds of things we are committing ourselves to think about and tend to. 3, Christ Church Cathedral welcomes partnership with all who feel compelled to serve the city. In other words, it matters more to us that justice is served, that compassion is shown, that truth is spoken to power, than that this work be undertaken by card-carrying Christians, or that when the deed is done, we get to claim the glory for ourselves. If you want to help us help others, you are welcome here. And by the same token, if you are already doing something amazing under the banner of your own organization, we would be honored to come and help you. 4, Christ Church Cathedral aspires to build relationships and to collaborate with people of other denominations, other faiths, and even those who live outside faith traditions. The time is long past when the church can operate effectively in little fiefdoms, or with the assumption that one religion or denomination holds all the truth and has nothing to learn, to give, or to receive from other perspectives. And you know, as a cathedral, which is still relatively well-resourced, we are vulnerable to the sin of self-sufficiency, unaffected by or uninterested in what's going on all around us, because we don't need to be. If we want to know our neighbors of different, little, or no faith, we're going to have to get out more. Five. The cathedral speaks out on issues affecting both the church and society, and advocates on behalf of those whose needs are discounted or whose voices cannot be heard. This is to say that we remind ourselves again and again that Jesus was not merely engaged in the works of mercy, healing the sick or tending to the bereaved, for instance. He was, as we heard in the gospel today, as much or more a preacher, an advocate, the kind of pesky prophet that got people writing letters to the editor. And similarly, as a church, risky, uncomfortable, as complex a business as it is, we are called to harness our speech to justice and to compassionate moral order. We are to use what power we have to go to bat for those who need it. Aspirational statement number six. Christ Church Cathedral takes seriously the imperative to safeguard, sustain, and renew the life of the earth. Now, that statement is lifted verbatim from our covenant of baptism, and so it is already incumbent upon every single one of us who has made this vow. So how shall we as a church community implement it? What do we need to learn? What do we need to change? What are we willing to give up? And what might be taken from us if we don't? Seven. Christ Church Cathedral embraces its role as a resource and a collaborator with parishes across the diocese. In our visioning consultation process, people from all across our diocese told us that they value the ministry that we do and that they wish that we could find more and better ways to share it. They are benevolently envious of our access to guest preachers and of our capacity to mount programs, events which they could neither afford to put on or from which they live at too great a distance to attend. We need you, they said, to bring the cathedral to us. And we mean to do it. Aspirational statement number eight. Christ Church Cathedral values informed and intelligent faith that embraces complexity and ambiguity and is committed to providing varied opportunities to all age groups for learning about God's world upon which such faith can be built. Loving God with our minds is not merely a matter, or even a matter, of notional assent to a series of creedal statements. Our minds, our capacity to reason, or simultaneously to hold the truth of opposites. That's how Father Ross and I can both be right about Lent at the same time. Or to step clear of binary thinking. All these things are based on a lifelong journey of learning and spiritual growth. In this place, we live the questions from kindergarten next door to the visit of thinkers like Dermot McCullough. Aspirational statement number 9. As an oasis for spiritual refreshment and a physical marker of the unseen world of the divine spirit, Christ Church Cathedral is a community that upholds the beauty of holiness in all aspects of its life, including liturgy, the visual arts, music, communications, and our building and grounds. This building marks the place where the invisible has graciously condescended to touch the earth, where beauty, music, and even silence speak the presence of God. We honor that presence by seeking to replicate God's beauty, excellence, in every aspect of our work, and that's from the Sunday leaflet to gleaming chalices to the deanery lawn. And finally, aspirational statement number 10. Christ Church Cathedral is a community that responds faithfully to changing context and emerging needs through continual renewal in people, vision, and mission. We will not seek our salvation in the way we were, or by clinging to practices which no longer resonate or bear fruit. Despite the comfort we take in familiarity, we will make bold to understand and adapt to our ever-changing world. Well, perhaps you will say to me, as I said to the Lutherans, but these things are not true. And I will say to you, as they said to me, but we want them to be. People will live into them. Amen.